Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you again for another week. Hopefully it was dirty, as we always say, and wherever you are out there, players, parents, coaches, fans, hey, hopefully it was a dirty week, like I said, and we're looking forward to tonight's show. We're excited to get back, get talking. Obviously, we've got some injury updates to talk about, events going on around the spring training, kind of what teams are starting to look like. We're getting down to, what is it, just around 3 weeks. Obviously, the Dodgers and the Padres get going on the 20th, 21st over in Korea. But in the grand scheme of things, we're right there. We're getting down to crunch time. You're starting to see teams slim down and rosters get aligned. You're starting to see your starters, opening day rosters, playing more, getting stretched out and getting ready. So, a variety of stuff to talk about, and of course the curtain call questions as well. And so we're happy to have you back with us. You know, we do it for you. We can't do it without you, dirtbags, and that's what it's all about. So it's about baseball, whatever level you're playing, whatever capacity you love this game in. That's what it's all about. You know, it's getting up, it's getting after, it's getting dirty every day, every week, every month, every season, every year. It never goes away. It's a lifestyle, and that's what it is, and that's what it should be. So, hey, before we get there, we do want to give a shout out to Tress Sullivan and his team over at the Rip Grip Pro Hitting Training Aid. You can find them at ripgrippro.com, or feel free to direct message Nolan or myself on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Happy to answer questions. Get you caught in. If you're looking for Dirtbag apparel, head on over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Happy to get you suited up in hats, shirts, whatever you like to wear. Got the USA collection, got a little bit of a Canadian collection. Got some other things to look at. You're looking to training advice. Again, same thing. Reach out to us. Pitching, throwing, hitting. Doesn't matter. Happy to talk about it all day, every day. That's what it's all about, is helping you pay it forward from us to you, is really what it comes down to, dirtbags. And it works the other way. We can't, again, do it without you. So that's what it's all about. But we're excited to get at it. Like we said, lots to talk about. Exciting. I love watching it. I love feeling it. I love spring. I live it, breathe it, die it. It's just a different season. So we'll be right back here in a second. And we're going to get at her.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to houseguests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, I said it before the break. Let's get after it.
Yeah, so I want to start out. Nick Castellanos, I saw this the other day, with a quote about the new uniforms. "We know we're being lied to," is how he started it off. "The problem is that lawyers and businessmen think us young athletes are stupid. So they just tell us whatever and they expect us to believe it. And that's kind of unfortunate because it's not that we're stupid. We just didn't go to law school and don't know how to negotiate business deals. That doesn't mean that we're not intelligent. We know we're being lied to. Just say straight up, listen, we wanted to save some money here. This is how much we're saving with this quality of uniform. An old uniform in the old station costs us this much, and we're saving the amount of money." And then the next conversation would be, okay, if you're saving that much money, where are you putting it into the game? That was in regards to the new uniforms. Obviously, the Fanatics, I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name, David Rubin or Rubenstein, he came forward and said, hey, listen, like this is, we did everything by MLB's regards, did everything that they were telling us to do, and now we're getting crucified because of it. And obviously the MLB players, they all have issues with it. I know the past couple weeks we've been talking about it on podcasts and everything like that. I'm looking at it like Castellanos is one of the more vocal players in baseball. Obviously everybody knows that. Even the other day, right? He hits the home run, pointing at his bat because his son was the bat boy that day. His son forgot to come out and grab the bat from his dad because he wanted to celebrate with his dad. His dad didn't even, like, as he's running past him, didn't even acknowledge the fact that, hey, my son is here on the field with me type of deal. He's like, hey, listen, like, I'm kind of doing you a favor. Like, this Nick Castellanos to his son, I'm assuming this is kind of the way the conversation's going. I'm doing you a favor by getting you into the clubhouse and letting you be the bat boy for a day. And if you're not going to do your job when I hit a home run, it doesn't look great. But, I mean, obviously, that's just from an outsider's perspective of the in-the-moment scene of what happened. Now, obviously, I mean, it's a story that his son will be able to tell forever, and obviously Nick will be able to tell forever because that is a great father-son moment. But still, like, I always laugh about that. And then, yeah, like, just the fact Castellanos just blasted them and said, hey, listen, just show us where the money is going to on-field product to make this game better. I have nothing but kudos for the man.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you don't hear from him very often or whatever, but every time he does, he's like us. If he needs to tell you what you need to hear, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. That's just his MO, Nick Castellanos. And like him, love him or not, you're always going to know where you stand with him. That's the great thing,
blunt.
Right?
Yeah. He's blunt. That's the best part about it. Like even that, like last year, hey, job's not done. We're trying to win the World Series.
Yeah.
You win NL, what was it, the MVP or something like that? I can't remember exactly.
The series?
Yeah, and so, yeah, and he just basically said, hey, listen, job's not done. What are we doing here celebrating? He pulled the Kobe Bryant moment and said, listen, once we get to the World Series and win the World Series, then I can talk to you and celebrate and all this stuff. In the meantime, hey, I might have the greatest series of all time, but it don't matter until we win the World Series.
Kudos, and that's it. You got to let those type of players talk, man, when they're willing to. Again, like you said, like it or not, it's part of the game. It's part of their personality. It's who they are, and there's a lot of them throughout professional sports, baseball being one of them. And I like it. I like it every time you see that type of stuff and things like that. I wish you'd see more of it in that because he never goes overboard. He's not cursing and swearing. He's just, like you said, blunt, direct, boom. You ask me a question, I'm not going to say whether it's a good question or a stupid question. I'm just going to give you the answer, and you're going to know by my response.
Yeah. And then just sticking with the Phillies, obviously, one of our curtain call questions from last week was answered real fast. Zach Wheeler, 3-year, 126. This is the guy that we kind of thought was going to sign the extension prior to the actual season starting. We had talked about it, and that was kind of both of our guesses. Obviously, he gets the bank. They backed up the Brinks truck. Let's be honest, this guy over the past, since 2020, since the COVID year, he's been the best pitcher in baseball, according to F-War, which, I mean, I'm not a huge analytics guy or anything like that, so if someone can explain the F-War stuff to me, that'd be very appreciative, because, I don't fully understand it, but according to that, he's been the best pitcher since 2020. Obviously, his stuff, I mean, Zach Wheeler speaks for himself, let's be honest. That guy, ever since joining the Phillies, we've obviously talked about it last week. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. Obviously, this says that he has been the best pitcher in baseball over the past 5 or 4 years. Now here's the thing, right? So this is what kind of irks me about the whole deal, right? Me and Kirk, we were talking about it before the podcast started. So you have Aaron Nola, who's been the quote unquote ace of the franchise for the past 7 years, right?
Absolutely.
And so he gets the hometown discount of 7-year, 175. Apparently, he had higher offers on the table for other teams and everything like that, and was very open about that, and same with his representation. Now, obviously, Zach Wheeler, he ups him. Now, I'm not saying Zach Wheeler doesn't deserve to up him, but at the same time, it's like, okay, if I'm Aaron Nola, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, I just signed for 25 a year, and now you're valuing this guy $17 million more than me per season. Now, obviously, it's a shorter-term contract. It's only 3-year, $126. But still, if I'm Aaron Nola, I'm looking at it like, what the hell? Why is he getting this type of money when I've been loyal to you guys and I took a hometown discount? He can't take a hometown discount, despite the fact that when he was on the Mets, he was, like I said, quote-unquote last week, an injury waiting to happen. That was Zach Wheeler prior to joining the Phillies. I mean, he was supremely talented at the time on the Mets, but he really was an injury waiting to happen. Now, obviously, he signs the 3-year, 126. I'm not sitting here saying that he doesn't deserve that type of money, because he has been in that upper echelon of pitchers. Obviously, he's been in the same category. I mean, signing basically the fourth highest term of annual average, just behind Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, and Shohei Ohtani, obviously. But I don't know, man. That's kind of my viewpoint. It's like, if I'm Aaron Nola, do you hold a grudge against him for that signing, or are you extremely happy at the fact that, hey, listen, I got my co-ace with me?
Well, you know, let's look at the whole off season, right? Aaron Nola came up this year and stuff like that. What is he? He's the second highest free agent signing this year behind Yamamoto, obviously, in that. Still $175 million.
Shohei.
Yeah. But I'm erasing him from the pitching for this year. But yeah, exactly. He's still pitcher, hitter. You know, I think it was just the timing of the year. Worked out well for the Phillies. Still got $175 million. Still secured. More money than you ever need.
Oh, he's laughing.
For the love of God. Yeah. And now you go to Wheeler, and like you and I were talking about, and I think you would be agreeing with this, Dirtbags out there, if you're looking at him since 2020, basically, or whatever, being his whole contract so far with the Phillies, being top pitcher. So you just saw it with Scherzer. You just saw it with Verlander. obviously Shohei works in there. You got to look at those numbers. It's that simple, right?
If he's the best,
and that's not a 1 year number one.
Yeah,
that's over the last four. And so I think that you got to put that into perspective, right? Like yeah. Nola's a horse. We know he's a horse. We know he's the face of the pitching staff. And for a long time before Harper or whatever and stuff like that, probably a little bit of the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
As they were climbing the ladder again to where they are. But I think it was just a timing situation where the industry is. But again, I like to think, looking at him, knowing him from the outside looking in or whatever, and I agree with, you know, I think he's looking at that and he's a happy camper. Because you know what? We weren't able to, at this point in time, get Blake Snell on the roster, get Jordan Montgomery on the roster. They obviously went out like everybody else did and battled hard for Yamamoto. Didn't get him. But at least I know, like you said, we got two big horses. Let's go out and win a World Series now.
Oh, they got their boys secured. That's the thing. And now, yeah, it's just a matter of, okay, they got a couple upper echelon prospects. Obviously, their top prospect is a pitcher in the Philly system. So, I mean, it's a matter of time before he comes up, slides into the rotation at some capacity. I don't know, man. It's a fantastic staff.
We said it last week.
Yeah.
You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't get the ring, if you don't get the ring in your career, nobody remembers second.
Well, that's Bryce Harper's biggest knock right now.
For sure.
As for him not being in that conversation for one of the better players in the game.
Well, I'll look at Trout, right? Like
oh, Trout,
you know, hardly anything on Trout or whatever and that. I mean, obviously, he's always going to be in a conversation, but not to the level that he was, that's for sure.
No.
No, he's not the same player either, unfortunately, which is disappointing for sure, but because there's just no hope, it seems like, with the Angels, you're in the same boat. And that's, I don't know. But, hey, good for Dombrowski. If he was listening to the show, he heard us. He went out there and he said, I'll be the first one to get the extension done. 24 hours later, it was done. So good for the Phillies. You got to be excited. If you're a Phillies fan out there, dirtbags, hey, you're loving life right now. You got two horses settling in. So we'll be right back here after the break with the second segment.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Where are you leading us, Nolly?
Yeah, Matt Chapman. Obviously, the second Scott Boras client this free agency class of the upper echelon, if you want to call it that. Matt Chapman, he signs his contract as expected with the San Francisco Giants. I don't think any real surprises there. I mean, that was kind of the universal pick going into it, was that he was going to sign with San Francisco. Obviously, last week we got talking about it was a move that made the most sense. San Fran needed a third baseman. Obviously, Chapman has a lot of familiarity with Bob Melvin. Now, basically, the way that his contract works is a one-year, $18 million deal with two player options to bring it up to a total of 3 years, $54 million. Is it a risky move? Absolutely. Is it a necessary move by the San Francisco Giants? Absolutely. Let's look at it from the pure perspective of is he going to hit 30 home runs in San Francisco? Probably not. Is he going to play elite-level defense? Is he going to make that infield better? Absolutely.
100%.
Does he have familiarity with Bob Melvin where he can come in there and say, hey, Bob, don't worry. I'm not necessarily going to be a clubhouse leader, but I can very easily be that clubhouse leader like I was in Oakland for you back in the day? Absolutely. I think it's a no-brainer. I love the move. Kudos to the San Francisco Giants for finally getting it done.
Well, that's it. They got the center fielder early on with Lee, and then they got the best infielding free agent defensively, I think, this season for sure, Matt Chapman. Great deal. What I want to talk about is $54 million. So, Dirtbags, we had heard rumblings during even last season, even though they try to keep it quiet when they're doing extensions and stuff like that, and then certainly right after he signed with the Giants, that he turned down $120 million 6 year from the Jays. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, yes, obviously, hey, that's part of the game. That's part of the game. So yes, the Jays aren't going to come back with $120 million for six after he's waited out that long. But I don't even know if there would have been a pick up the phone and call. Yes, I know they got Justin Turner or whatever, not, but everybody knows Turner's not playing 150 games at third base for the Toronto Blue Jays.
No, not at this stage in his career.
No. So, you know, oh God, you talk about leaving money on the table.
Well, even holy that, though, cow. You want to go even further back.
So how mad is he at Boras? Under the surface, how mad is he at Boras? Because you leave that up to an agent in general, let alone the number one agent in sports.
Well, here's the real kicker of it. He's kicked $200 million contracts down the drain. One by the Jays, one by Oakland.
So,
because that was the reports back in the day, was his deterrent from Oakland was the fact that, hey, he wanted to test free agency because he's a Scott Boras guy.
Yep.
He was thinking that he was going to get that $150+ million deal over 6 years or whatever it was going to be. That's the way that I look at it, right? Because that's why Oakland ended up trading him in the first place up to Toronto. And Toronto obviously let him walk because it's like, okay, listen, hey, this guy's, don't get me wrong, a fantastic defensive player. Offensively, he's a 240 hitter, basically, throughout his career, 250 hitter.
And he's playing the Boras card.
And, yeah, he's a 20 home run guy. Don't get me wrong. Like, his quote-unquote statistic numbers were fantastic, where he had the highest exit velocity and everything like that. But baseball, at the end of the day, man, they pay you for results.
Toronto's a pretty hitter-friendly park, too.
Oh, and so it is very
hitter. If he's 20 to 25 or whatever, hey, there's no knock on a third baseman hitting that or whatever and stuff like that. Sure, there's a lot that are in that 25 to 40 range at third base. We know that in corner infields and stuff like that. But again, when you play the elite defense that he does, you can combination a 20 to 25 home run guy or whatever and that, hey, you know what? Yeah, we're going to pay you $130, maybe $150 or whatever in that, but if you're pushing $175, $200 or whatever, if that's really the rumor or that's really what you're looking for, we're not doing that. We're just not doing that. So I think it's great for the Giants. I hope Matt Chapman is fired right up, comes out, and has a tremendous season. I really do wish him well because he's a great guy. He's a great person.
Oh, I love Matt Chapman.
He just got
He's fantastic.
Caught. Right? He got caught in the gamble of the business off the field, unfortunately, in a tough season. So, but kudos to the Giants. Kudos, Bobby Melvin. You got your third baseman back. You already know him. It was all right that he was not in camp right off the bat because you already know what he's going to do and what he's going to bring. I want to stay on the Bob Melvin real quick before we move along, Nolan. If you didn't hear Dirtbags this week, Bob Melvin making the comment to his team, his roster, and that no matter who's on that opening day and all the way through 162, he's going to have them on the line standing for the national anthem. That's I'd like to find out more about that, if it was something in the San Francisco Giants in general, or if it's just something that he's seen around the league leaking where guys weren't giving the respect to the national anthem before the games. For me personally, I love it. I got to be honest, like it or not, it's about respect. It's about the game. For me, I love standing on the line for national anthem. I love it. I get goosebumps. I feel the energy, but I also feel thanks. So much thanks. And like we said to all you out there that are in the armed forces, listen to this program and show every week, hey, you're doing something so we can have fun doing baseball. You're doing something that I personally could not do. And so God bless you. I love it. I have so much respect for you. And Bob Melvin doing that, stand up, be proud. And feel the privilege to play this game.
Well, that to me is just an insane thing. I didn't even know that was possible throughout the sport of baseball, mm-hmm. that you could not stand up during the national anthem on the line, take your hat off, and like, truthfully, I sing every time the national anthem of Canada plays.
For sure.
Like, that's just me. I mean, I'm one of those guys that, hey, end of the day, I was born and raised in this country. I mean, I'm going to show respect to the, like you said, the military people that are serving overseas to do something that I get. I have the privilege of playing baseball.
Yep.
It takes me 2 seconds to take off my hat, stand on a line, and sing the national anthem. Like, it's not that difficult of a thing for me to do.
And that's right.
So that's why it blows my mind at the fact that that's even like, it's an article out there. At the fact that someone has to say to you, hey, stand up on the line. And sing the, or well, just take off your hat even. Don't necessarily have to sing the national anthem, but like, come on.
Well, I played my college ball in Pennsylvania or whatever and that, and I still stand for the Canadian and the American national anthems. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. 2001, when the New York Yankees started making it a mandate to play God Bless America in the seventh inning, like it or not, I still stand even with that. I still get goosebumps about it. I still sing it. Because again, it's just respect. It's thankful for being able to live in a free part of the world. Not have insanity going on, things that we can't even wrap our heads around. So good for Melvin. If you saw a problem, good for him. Plain and simple, good for him. So I just wanted to make sure I got that in there. Good, big shout out for Bob Melvin because you guys all know how we feel about him.
All right, jumping in now with some injuries and stuff like that. Obviously, one of the biggest ones to kind of come out, in my opinion, Lucas Giolito, obviously, right off the hop, partial tear of the UCL and flexor strain just to boot. So, I mean, sounds like he's going to need Tom and John be done for the year. So that's a wash of I don't even know what his contract was. I think
two year
38.
2 year, yeah.
So that's a wash of $19 million bucks right there. And especially with Boston needing guys.
Oh.
Like, they need a staff. Jordan Montgomery sitting there licking his lips saying, because apparently the article that came out this week that I read was, hey, he's not budging. Well, he's certainly not budging now if Boston needs a starting pitcher, because
mm-hmm.
Boston's got to be in desperation mode just to try and get out of the basement of the AL East.
If you're a Red Sox fan, you're not. You do not want to have year three in the basement. 3 years in a row, that's unheard of in Red Sox Nation.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, since COVID, man, that team, I mean, obviously, you're looking at it, right? Henry needs to just, hey.
Coming out, what,
listen, 20, we're going to spend money.
21, they were second in the East, and then, yeah, last.
Even that, if I'm Boston, realistically, in this current situation, Blake Snell, how much do you need? Jordan Montgomery, how much do you need? One-year deals, let's go.
Yeah.
Even if you can't sign to the long-term deals that they're trying to look for, hey, we'll give you a one-year 30s.
Yep.
Sign them, at least in that way we're a competitive team.
Yeah, yeah, because those guys need it, right? Whitlock, Hauk, Bailo, those guys just, they need that veteran presence around there, right? You got Liam Hendricks or whatever coming in on the relief side of things, but he's not going to be back until
All-Star August, break at the earliest.
August, yeah. And that, 30 on 15 on the MLB Network just the other day. I did see him talking. They had a really good talk with him. And just, you know, he one of the big parts that he signed with them that he said, if you missed it, Dirtbags, is that the Red Sox were allowing him to travel with the team and be a part of the team even during his rehab and stuff like that. He wasn't able to do that with the White Sox last year.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
And he said that meant a lot to him to be around there, but be helping, be a voice, you know, familiarity. Good for him. I mean, you're being paid. Why wouldn't you want to be there, right?
Oh, exactly.
I mean, obviously, you got to get your rehab in and stuff like that. But he's, I mean, obviously, Giolito's in a different boat. If he does have to go and get the surgery, which it sounds like he's going to be, you know, I don't know. The Red Sox got some work, man. It's a tough year for you already, looking like if you're a Red Sox fan, there's no question about it. It's tough. It's tough. Sonny Gray over in your stable, Nolly. That's a tough one. I mean, it doesn't sound too bad. He's had the issue before, whatever. I'm sure he understands it. He can get back with it. He can get it going. Obviously, he's on the IL, probably out of the gate.
Mild hammy at 34 is tough, though.
I know.
That's a weird age.
It's almost like those oblique things.
Yeah, so I don't know what the heck's going to happen there. Hopefully, it's nothing serious. Obviously, it sounds like he's going to miss opening day. Which, I mean, realistically, we were going to lose to the Dodgers anyway, so I'm not too deterred by it.
Well, you better get on the blower with Johnny and then just do what you said about the Red Sox. Throw it a 1 year for Snell or Montgomery.
100%.
Throw anything out 100%. There, right?
At this point in time, like, if I'm Snell or Montgomery, why wouldn't I be looking to just take a 1 year deal? I get that they're trying to get the bank, but Scotty screwed them. Scotty Boras absolutely 100% screwed them. At this point in time, we're already a quarter of the way through spring training, and these guys haven't even thrown a pitch yet. They're just looking to get on the field. So I'll sign your one-year deal. Give them $30-35 million, whatever it's going to take. Here you go. Sign with us. One-year deal. We'll be competitive.
Well, exactly right. Do the same as Belly and do the same as Chapman or whatever. And that you can have opt-outs after your years or go directly to a one-year, just like you said. And I realize the downfall of that when you're a pitcher. You never know when injuries are going to pop up. I get that. But this, it's the same as a player. Players got to run the bases. Players got to go up and down dugouts. I mean, we hear all the different and crazy injuries that happen on the field and off the field. It's craziness. So, but we will be right back here after the break with our curtain call questions, and we've got some good ones tonight.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Welcome back to Dirt Bags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolly, we're sticking right off the injuries that we've just been talking about. Here's a question coming in right off the top. Now you got the Red Sox, for example, Cardinals, for example, Astros with Verlander a little bit down. Does Blake Snell, Montgomery get signed, or do the teams go back that maybe need a pitcher and reevaluate Dylan Cease?
Brown already said we're good. We're ready to go. That's what he was quoted on when asked about that exact question. So I'm going to interpret that as, hey, we're good to go.
So Astros are out.
Astros are out. Despite the Verlander injury, obviously, they still have some good pitchers down there, man.
Absolutely.
They don't have to worry about it too much. It's going to be interesting, though, the Cease part, right? And to me, the White Sox are dumb if they don't trade him, like in spring training. He's healthy right now.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Like you said, like there's some injuries popping up. So that should help drive teams to the asking price that the White Sox are asking for. So I think barring a few major injuries or anything like that, C should probably open the day or open the season with the White Sox. But, I mean, it's enticing if you're a couple of teams out there looking to try and pick him up. Because especially with the way that some of these guys are hitting in spring training early and like young prospects and everything like that, like, man, there are some good trade pieces out there.
Well, that's it, right? I mean, the Red Sox, maybe they don't go down that road or whatever and that. I don't know. Your Cardinals, though, they're looking to get right back up from worst to first in the Central. That's got to be something they consider. Because like you said, I mean, you're talking 34 years old, Sonny Gray, 35. What's left behind him doesn't give me fits if I'm an opposing team coming into them. Their young guys are not there. Liberatore hasn't done it yet. Thompson, we just don't know enough about him yet at the major league level.
Well, as a starter.
Yeah, that's as what
a reliever,
I'm saying.
As a reliever, I think both of those guys
but
will
you,
be fantastic.
You got to get a starter out there. Lance Lynn's going to be Lance Lynn. He's going to kill innings. Is he going to win? We don't know that. Gibson's the same thing, right? He's a number three, number four guy. If I'm the Cardinals, you got to at least be looking at Dylan Cease and being able to do that. If you know that Blake Snell and Montgomery and Boris are just going to be a pain in your backside and just a nuisance, you got to be at least exploring that.
Oh, 100%. That's something that the Cardinals should have been trying to hammer out all offseason too, right? Because especially with the volatility of Steve Matz, like Steve Matz, when he's on, man, he's fantastic. Like that dude is a legitimate number one or two.
When he's on,
he is fantastic.
We saw it in Toronto the first year.
Oh, goodness, man. Stud. Even in the second half with the Cardinals last year, he was one of the better pitchers in baseball. And it's just because the Cardinals were so horrible that no one even paid attention to him.
He's got the ability, but.
But that's the thing, though, right? Like, you get times where his ERA is 17 and a half. Not literally, but it seems like that. Yeah. And then, obviously, you get times where his ERA is 2.5. So, I mean, if I was the Cardinals, I would have been kicking the tires on that one all offseason.
Yeah, because, I mean, Pittsburgh's moving up the line or whatever, and that Chicago's not bad with getting Belly back. Not great, but not. No. Hey, maybe Chicago's in on that deal, too. Maybe they got some players there that they can move.
Here's the thing, too, right? If I'm Baltimore, and I know that Baltimore just went out and got Corbin Burns.
I don't see it happening.
I'm still
I know
circling the wagon on that one. I'm sorry, but I'm looking at the AL East. And that is still a juggernaut of a division. If I'm the Orioles, go all in. Yeah. Say to hell with it. You get a year and a half of Dylan Cease, 2 years of Dylan Cease. I'm loving life, man.
Yeah, because they've got a couple of guys down too, right? Bradish is still out. Means
you don't know what you're going to get at this point.
You don't know. That's exactly it. And you want to work him back in easy, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to throw him to the Wolves.
Nope.
And same with Rodriguez. He's all there. Grayson's, you know what he's going to be.
But Grayson's got to be an innings cap limit this year, too.
Exactly.
So that's the thing. Like, if I'm the Orioles, right, I'm kicking the tires.
To me, the Orioles can do it hands down.
Yeah.
They got the resources to meet it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's just a matter of are you really committed to winning a championship. And if you're there, I look at the Toronto Blue Jays, and they made a lot of great moves over the years or whatever and stuff like that. It's time, as we've talked about, and the whole industry has talked about it. Vladdy, no more talking. Bichette, no more talking. Just do it. Get it done. Because you've seen them year after year. Oh, yeah, they're wild card, one and done. Wild card, one and done. Wild card, one and done. Nobody cares about the wild card after a while. The first time you're there, it's great. After that, no. Let's carry on to the championship series at least, if not the World Series, and then the World Series after.
Hey, I've seen it for the past 12 years as a Cardinals fan. You can bet, and even the Yankees. The Yankees are the same boat. The Yankees haven't won a series since 2009, right? Those are teams that are just like, okay, we're used to winning, or at least being competitive. Don't get us into the playoffs just to say, hey, we made it to the playoffs.
Let's stick with the Orioles. Next question. We've seen him now for 2 weeks. Number one prospect, Jackson Holliday. We talked about it a little bit. Is he going to make the opening day roster or not? For me, he's got to be there. I get it. Spring training stats don't mean anything. But I'll tell you what, even though they say that, for rookies and prospects, it does mean everything. It does mean everything because you haven't been there. You're not a veteran.
Oh, he looks good. He looks good, man.
Thumbs
Jackson
up.
Jackson Holliday. God,
thumbs I down.
Hey, we talked about it in the
what
offseason.
What does Brandon Hyde
do? We talked about it earlier in the offseason. If they send him down to the minors, that is criminal. Absolutely 100% criminal. You find a way to get that guy on your opening day roster. And if you don't, this is where baseball, the implementation of the draft pick compensation for these rookies being called up right on opening day,
yep.
They play out their season, they finish in the top three of rookie of the year nominations, and Jackson Holliday, mark my words, barring something absolutely catastrophic happening to him physically, where he gets injured, that guy should be as close to a lock as you can get for a top three finish of the rookie of the year, based on the way that we've seen him in spring training so far. Because the game that he had against Philadelphia where he almost hit for the cycle, now that being said, there was a pop fly to center field that turned into a triple that should have been caught. He is a difference maker.
Smooth, natural, runs well. He does everything they talk about.
And he's got the family lineage.
Absolutely.
He knows, I'm going to try and word this as best I can. He knows what it's like to be a major leaguer without actually being a major leaguer.
Well, think of the guys he's been around in his career. Colorado. When daddy's in Colorado, you got Troy Tulowitzki, Todd Helton. Just to name a couple.
Yeah. And obviously
and
his dad.
St. Louis.
And his dad. You can throw his dad in there too. Because, like, let's be honest, man.
So there's a good one. I just saw it yesterday. There you go. So then he goes to St. Louis or whatever, and that he's playing with a young Colton Wong. This is Matt Holliday we're talking about. Dad plays with a young Colton Wong as a second baseman in St. Louis. Now, all of a sudden, Colton Wong is playing with a former player's son lined up beside him at second base in Baltimore.
And Colton's not even that old. That's the funny thing. He's like 32.
Crazy.
But yeah, no, like it's one of those things, right? Like he grew up, obviously, around major league teams. If he doesn't make the opening day roster in some capacity, now in my opinion, he should be the shortstop, and you put whoever you want over at third base. Gunnar Henderson probably would slide in at third base. That's the way that I look at it. Mateo
Gunnar's
tough.
Not giving up shortstop.
Hey, I think he's gonna have to.
Jackson, not this
and here's
year.
The thing. I can't see Jackson Holliday being a second baseman.
Maybe
I don't know how good his arm is yet. I haven't seen him enough, obviously, to judge his arm strength. But I'm looking at it, and if Bo Bichette can be a starting shortstop in the major leagues, there's no reason Jackson Holliday cannot be a starting shortstop in the major leagues.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to respect Gunnar Henderson coming off rookie of the year or whatever.
Gunnar,
and you got to let
Gunner's,
him run with it, right?
Gunnar's a good player. I'm not knocking Gunnar in any way, shape, or form. Just in my opinion, if I'm trying to run out the best lineup in the AL East, being the Baltimore Orioles, I'm putting Jackson at shortstop, and I'm putting Gunnar at third. No disrespect to Urias, who obviously won a gold glove last year at third base.
We'll see soon enough.
Yep.
On the prospects, our Pittsburgh Pirates dirtbags out there and stuff like that. Obviously, lots of mixed emotions. Questions coming in today about yesterday's announcement from Ben Cherington saying that Paul Skeens will not be on the opening day roster. Good decision, bad decision?
He's thrown 6.23 or 6 2/3 innings.
Of professional baseball. Yep.
That's the only thing. So I don't know exactly where he starts out in the minor leagues.
You're right. I think it's totally different than a Jackson Holliday.
Yeah.
He climbed every ladder last
Jackson,
year. Holliday.
Jackson started out in single A. He started out in single A and then just, hey, listen, okay, I'm too good for this. I'm just going to dominate every level.
Yeah.
Paul Skeens, in my opinion, obviously is major league ready.
And with the pass, it was funny as I'm watching Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh talk yesterday and that, my mind goes back as we forget about it, right? So you got Glasnow and you got Gerrit Cole. I don't think they want to do the same thing with Paul Skeens like they did with them. I think they're going to try to figure out how to find money when the time comes and all that. Maybe there's one of those young guy long-term extensions after his second year maybe or something like that.
Well, kicking Joe Musgrove too in that category
exactly,
now too.
Right? So I think they're really trying to navigate him well and stuff like that. So we get it. If you're Pirates fans and stuff like that, that's a tough one because we know the excitement, the adrenaline. We would be too. And we are. We want to see guys like that on the field as baseball fans for sure. But on the other side of it, let him settle in. Let him get his feet wet. Maybe he goes back to Double-A. Let's see what it looks like. And then slide him as the season's going along, right?
I mean, we did say earlier in the offseason too about Paul Skeens probably being a May call-up. He's one of those guys that I think just because of the fact that he hasn't actually played professional baseball yet, like to the levels of other guys, obviously, I don't think he needs that long in the minors. Like his stuff is going to play up at the major leagues. He showed enough at LSU throughout his collegiate career that, hey, listen, I'm MLB ready without being MLB ready.
Well, his pitching coach at LSU was a former pitching coach with the Minnesota Twins and stuff like that for a long time. And he's been in the business a long, long time. So you're exactly right. The tutelage was there to, even though it was college, to be developing him and with the mindset and the physicality as well to be a major league player. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's just the reality of it. Second year, throwing it right at us now. Breakout season, second year players. Who's jumping out at you early in spring training that you've seen?
Well, here's the one, right? And like, now obviously this is biased as all could be. But last year we projected him to be the NL Rookie of the Year, as long as he played a full season. Jordan Walker. Jordan Walker, I get that he hasn't hit a home run yet this spring training. But watching enough of that guy, man, you can tell that he took strides in the offseason to become a full-time major league player. That dude with his build and everything like that, there is no reason, in my opinion, that he doesn't drop 30-plus this year. Like, he's legitimately going to, in my opinion, 30-plus bombs and 90-plus RBIs. I don't know if he'll get to the 100 just because he's lower in the batting order, but my goodness, man. That guy, just watching his swing in spring training compared to where it was last year in spring training, night and day. Man, he looked good.
Ellie De La Cruz for me. And then I'm excited to see a full season of O'Neill Cruz. I really am excited to see that.
He's not a second-year player. So
I know he's not, but in a sense, yes. He has. He played, what, 9 games or whatever it was
before
last year.
Before his ACL, right? Yeah. No, but I mean, those O'Neill Cruz and Ellie De La Cruz, oh my God. Goodness, man. They are. And the fact that they're shortstops.
Do you think there's a 500-foot bomb this year?
If they. You're saying outside of Colorado, I'm assuming.
Just in by those two guys.
By those two guys. I don't know when they have a game.
Ellie's already hit one 470, I think, in spring training. So.
And I don't know if they have a game, and O'Neill had one 460 or something like that with 115 exit velo.
You think they can push it?
There's no reason if they're not. Like, and that's the thing, right? If they're in Colorado, if they have a game there, I don't know where their schedule lines up to play in Colorado. In my opinion, Christ, they might go 520.
No disrespect to Austin Gomer or whatever, Kyle Freeland, but if they make a mistake on those guys, it could be.
Oh.
It could be.
Well, they are.
If you're not watching those guys, you've got to be pumped up about those guys.
Oh, that's the thing, man. Like the NL Central, some of the young bucks that they got in the NL Central, oh, it's good.
They can run, they can hit, they can play defense.
Oh, they're 5-tool.
They're
5-tool.
They're right there with Bobby Witt. If they can put it together and stuff like that, I look at those three and I'm just excited about them. Obviously, the Orioles, I'm excited about those young guys as well. But those three, I'm so jacked. Great question. Glad you sent it in to us. And all the questions, we love it. And we wish we could answer more and stuff like that. And we certainly do behind the scenes. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break with the final thought.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
For the Yankees fans out there, the $162 million man, Carlos Rodon, trying to find his swagger again. Doesn't help when you're throwing about 4 miles an hour lighter than what you were prior to signing with the contract. Today, tops out at 94.8. Last week, he was topping out at 95.9 miles per hour. Obviously, lets up 3 runs on 5 hits. Pair of home runs, left the game after letting up a home run. And he says afterwards, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. That kind of sucked leaving the game after a home run. I'm trying to find my swagger again so I can actually be the Carlos Rodon of old. Not going to lie, man, that's the swing guy for me for the Yankees. Whether the Yankees are a playoff team or not is dependent upon Carlos Rodon being healthy and being able to pitch up to the level of the money that he is paid.
And that's where him and Aaron Boone have to have serious one-on-one talk, right? You know it as a pitcher. I know it as a pitcher. When you've had arm issues or whatever, or if you've had arm issues, and we've never had him to his level or whatever and stuff like that. But when it's in your head, you're hesitant turning it loose. It takes a lot of time, and it takes just maturity and confidence in your mind to be able to do it. If you don't have the confidence in your mind to do it as a pitcher, man, you're done at the amateur level, let alone the highest level in the whole world. So you're right. That's the swing guy for the Yankees. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So Dirtbags, we could go on and on. We are always so disappointed that we only get the 55 minutes but again, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. Stay true to the nation. Spread the word and just spread the word about a dirtbag lifestyle and just getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty every single day because that's what it's about, man. So Nolan and I wish you the best of luck this week, wherever you are in the world, listening to us, playing, coaching, parent, a fan. Hopefully your players on your major league rosters that you're fans of stay healthy. No more injuries. Everything goes. We know that is improbable in spring training and that, but we certainly wish it because we want to see all the players on the field. We want to see the best product as always on the field. So that's what it's all about. You know it. We know it. That's what we live and die and breathe, man. When we're not playing and we're watching, God, it's just a great game when everybody's on there, and especially with how many amazing players there are out there. We could go on and on with the list. But unfortunately, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.